Dear friends, today is the Feast of the Holy Name of our Lord. The epistle for the Mass is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, the fourth chapter. In those days, Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said, "Ye princes of the people and ancients, hear. If we this day are examined concerning the good deed done to the infirm man, by what means he hath been made whole, be it known to you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God hath raised from the dead, even by him this man standeth before you whole. This is the stone which was rejected by you, the builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given to men whereby we must be saved." And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 2. At that time, after 8 days were accomplished, that the child should be circumcised, his name was called Jesus, which was called by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. His name was called Jesus, which was called by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. These words are taken from the Gospel of the Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, there was once a young man who had contracted the bad habit of taking our Lord's name in vain. He was a soldier in the army, and he had fallen under the influence of bad companions. But he was a Catholic, and this young man did sincerely desire to overcome this vice of using bad language. And a priest to whom this young man confided his trouble gave him the following remedy. The priest said, "Every time you take our Lord's name in vain, immediately make amends for it by bending down and kissing the ground. And you will see," said the priest, "that by this practice, you will soon overcome this bad habit." Now, shortly after speaking with the priest, it happened that the young soldier was in a great battle. Bullets and shells flew on every side, and soldiers all around him were cut down, one after the other. The young man and his company were ordered to advance into the thick of the battle, even though almost certain death awaited them. As the soldiers advanced across an open field, danger was all around them, and the screams of the wounded and the dying filled the air. As comrade after comrade fell by his side, the young man grew more and more alarmed. When the soldier directly next to him was struck by the fragment of an exploding shell, the young soldier was so startled that he inadvertently let fall from his lips the holy name. Quickly recollecting himself, he was filled with sorrow, and he bent down on the field of battle to kiss the ground in reparation for his fall. And at that moment, a shell whistled over him, practically grazing his head as he knelt down. It sped harmlessly through the air where the young soldier had stood only a moment before, and where he would have been standing had he not bent down to kiss the ground. The young man survived the battle, and he never failed to attribute his safe deliverance to the power of the holy name of our Lord. Now, my dear faithful, according to Jewish law, every male child was circumcised on the 8th day after birth. And it was customary at the time to join the naming of the child to the ceremony of circumcision. And thus, 8 days after Christmas, our Lord received the name of Jesus from St. Joseph, his foster father. And St. Joseph bestowed the name of Jesus upon our Lord, just as the angel Gabriel had instructed at the time of the Annunciation. Only God, who knew the work that Christ would accomplish, could give a name before his birth indicating what that work would be. For you see, the name of our Lord is not like other names. You might hear the name of someone before meeting them, and yet you know nothing about them. Our names don't describe us. They don't give an indication of who we are. But the name of Jesus sums up the Son of God made man. St. Alphonsus says that the name of Jesus is a name that comprises infinity, eternity, immensity, wisdom, justice, and mercy, and all the adorable perfections of God. Our Lord loves us. He has mercy on our weaknesses. He suffered for us. He laid down his life for our sins. And thus he paid the price for our sins. And all these things are expressed in the name of Jesus, which literally means Savior. In fact, St. Alphonsus goes so far as to say that there is nothing good in this world that is not due to the efficacy of the Holy Name. And so we should strive to have a special love and reverence for our Lord's Holy Name. Devotion to the Holy Name is devotion to the very person of Christ as our Savior. And we form this devotion, first of all, by guarding our tongue so that we never use his name disrespectfully. We should also form the good habit of calling upon his name in every necessity, saying the holy name of Jesus in times of temptation and asking him to help us overcome that temptation. When you're bearing a heavy cross, call upon our Lord by name and ask him to give you generosity in suffering for the love of him. When you need some particular favor, ask for it in the name of our Lord. And if it be good for the good of your soul, he will not refuse you. And finally, strive to make reparation for the blasphemous and careless use of the holy name by men today. The young man in the story had formed the habit of making reparation, and God rewarded him for it by sparing his life in battle. Of course, we should always bow our heads whenever we hear the name of our Lord. But if his name is used disrespectfully, we should do more than that. We should form the good habit when we hear our Lord's name taken in vain of saying some pious aspiration, even just to ourselves, such as, "Blessed be his holy name." And by doing so, you will make up to some extent for the injury done to our Lord by those who disregard the reverence that is due to him. My dear faithful, today is the feast of the holy name of our Savior, and January is the month of the holy name. So during this month, keep the holy name of our Lord in your mind and in your hearts, and let the thought of it remind you of all that it implies. The love, the mercy, the compassion, and the generosity of our Savior. And let us all pray every day in the words of St. Alphonsus, O sweet Jesus, our love and our hope, since you have deigned to render our prayers efficacious by virtue of thy glorious name, grant that we may someday, with the holy name on our lips, pass from this valley of tears into the glory of paradise. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.